Someone forgot to queue up my card is what happened. Anyway, good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. Mark Henry, that's who it was. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Welcome to another No Forecast edition of the Astrology Hour, another day where sort of student-teacher both ways around, which means if you have a question and our comment or a greeting that you'd like to make on this program, you're not looking for any kind of personal reading, because I don't do them today, then the lines are open. That's right. 379-8255. That's 379-TALK. And if you give us a call, I'll be more than happy to discuss anything you want today, almost. Almost anything. Hopefully it'll be somewhat topic related. Today's topic is on spiritual awakening and what happens when we become aware of the spirit, the soul, and what types of events would lead up to this. Different levels of spiritual awakening, because there are different levels. And also, as always, where astrology fits into all this. Well, a lot of strange transits are in the air, with Mercury already retrograde in Libra, and Mars headed there, momentarily, as I speak, in fact. And then, with already all the Capricorn transits going on and all the cardinal transits, there's so much of a heavy cardinal influence out there with Mercury retrograde and Venus and Scorpio that a lot of people are kind of at wit's end, and a lot of people are very frustrated and anxious and anxiety-ridden, and Mars will go into Libra at 7:38 in the morning, tomorrow morning, and with Mars square Uranus, that's right, that's exactly what happens in Los Angeles when there's an earthquake. So we're going to have an earthquake watch. The last two major quakes we had were doing Mars square Uranus, actually a few days before it happened, so probably would have happened already, but we're going to have a Mars square Uranus peak Thursday morning, so we're going to have an earthquake watch for Southern California with the autumnal equinox upon us all during that period. And we're going to, with these Libra transits, should be pretty intense. So if you are a Libra, Aries, Capricorn, or Cancer individual, or you know people with Libra, Aries, Capricorn, or Cancer, probably be a wonderful time period coming up to watch TV, relax, rest, try not to force anything, just stick to business, taking care of business and such, and don't be too concerned with some of the trivial things in life. I'm pretty excited about this topic, because I wouldn't be here without a spiritual awakening. I had a spiritual awakening many times in my life, but it's almost like I must have felt like an orange or an apple prior to blooming into a flower garden. Because whenever tried to talk to me about the spirit or the soul or God or religion or the universe, eternity, reincarnation, whatever, I was not a person that wanted to hear that. In fact, believe it or not, and in case you are aware of those people around you in your life that are completely skeptical about anything you might believe in or talk about or be involved with concerning this show and the subject matter of this show, I used to be there. I used to be a major skeptic. That's right. And there's a reason why people are like that. You see, people are conditioned to believe what they believe. People are like a result of their environments and a result of their experiences. And many people have been raised in environments where they actually have learned burdened of proof, scientific, logic, philosophies. And what we are into oftentimes does not seem logical to their minds, to their brains. So if you are married to or living with or know someone that criticizes you because of your interest in metaphysics, astrology, and the occult areas, then that's okay. What you don't want to do is you don't want to blame somebody for that. You don't want to put them down. You don't want to criticize them. You don't want to make them feel bad or guilty. What you want to do is avoid the debate, argumentation, conflict, and trying to shove something down a premature being's throat. Now, I say premature because spiritual awareness is not for everyone. You know, it's funny that the human being is an interesting vehicle, because the human being as vehicle for the soul, which in my experience has become identified as a particle of God or substance of God essence, a human being has the the potential to reach a state in its growth, its state in its evolution, where it can blossom and awaken and become aware of this, what I call the God connection. Okay? And, you know, a lot of things lead to this awakening, frankly. One of those has to do with thrashing everything we've learned from our upbringing, our childhood, our environment, and a lot of the fundamentalist thought that is taught on this planet. Unfortunately, as time goes on, whenever we are in the current, there are always those people that claim to be experts, feel they're experts, whether they're theologians or scientists or whether they're philosophers or whatever. As time goes on, there will always be those people that think they've reached a bottom line as far as explaining the universe is concerned. And that's where I think the mistake is right there. I don't think we should really create any bottom lines. When I was in college, I didn't do so well in theology and philosophy because I was a rebel and because I tried to tell the teachers that I didn't go along with some of the stuff that was written in books and some of the stuff that was spoken and taught in college. And for that reason, they degraded me. They downgraded me, and they sometimes I didn't do so well in those classes. And here I am teaching these things on the radio. But the point is that something may happen to you in your life one day. It's funny how usually when we get hit our hardest with stress, we are given a choice, an option, or a window, which actually leads to what I would identify as a spiritual awakening. Now, spiritual awakening, in my definition, is when the mind and the body, in unison, becomes aware and starts to form a communion with the spirit, or that which animates the body and the mind. See, many people, like I say, walk around like clones most of their life, and they are not aware of this pervading spirit that animates and manifests life. Okay, what a lot of people believe, what they are raised to believe, is that power and God is outside and beyond the body, and that so is the spirit. That spirit is beyond the body and beyond human existence. And I don't think enough of us are opened up to philosophies of inner spirit, okay, and inner nurturing. And we are not aware of this type of vibration usually until we are slammed, until we are actually hit so hard. Many of us, many people that are listening to this show, I am aware, are spiritually awakened beings because they went through a trauma of some kind. And that could be an auto accident, a health crisis, a relationship crisis, loss of a parent or both parents, brother or sister, something that occurs that is so unbelievably painful that you turn around and no longer do you live your life in the popcorn and in the candy cone and the snow cone type existence. But when you get so hit so hard like that through a relationship breakup or a rejection or a dejection or an abandonment or whatever, there's a part of you that screams and cries down deep inside, why? Like, what is going on here? Because so many people seem to live their life unscathed by trauma, that when it hits, and when you suddenly do lose a parent or a child yourself, or when suddenly your life is threatened, or suddenly somebody leaves you or destroys your marriage and your family, you know, a part of you, a lot of soldiers came out of Vietnam with a spiritual awakening, for example, and go through a trauma like war experiences. Now, there are those individuals that do not have to go through a trauma to be awakened spiritually. Believe it or not, there are those prodigies that are born as children. They have a knowingness about this spiritual connection, this God connection, from a very, very young age. So they grow up with it. And they're lucky. They're the lucky ones because they are aware of the connection from a very young age, and this connection actually nurtures and nourishes them throughout their entire life cycle. So we are talking a lot of excitement concerning that certain individual. Well, I wasn't like that. I was raised in a family where meat and potatoes were what we ate, and where God was something we learned at Sunday school and at religious school. And, it wasn't discussed much in the house, and it wasn't discussed much in the home, and most of the religious influences were traditional. There weren't anything that were really that philosophical. And so I grew up with a lot of question marks, and only when I got slammed a few times in my life, like with a health crisis and a a traumatic breakup in a marriage, did I decide to, you know, that I wanted to stop? You know, it's, life is almost like a wheel that keeps spinning. And when you get hit so hard in a trauma, you have the option to stop that wheel, to slow the progress, if not cease it completely, and become objective about trying to figure out the system, the program, what makes it work. You know, I am such a seeker and a searcher and a known troubleshooter that I tried so many things when I went through my trauma. Not only did I try plenty of therapy and group therapy and one-on-one therapy, and also not only did I try the many different religious angles, you know, by discussing things with Catholic priests and rabbis and such, but that didn't seem to fulfill my needs. And only when I got involved and got a reading from an astrologer, for example, was I awakened to the fact of someone understanding my life who did not know me, that still understood what I went through without me having to tell them. That's what the magic and the beauty is behind this show. You know, during the week, when you hear me do readings, what my function is here, it, more than anything else, instead of wasting your time on the air with Farley trying to find out about your relationships and career, which may not be working because of your own insecurity or unfocused centering or grounding, what you could do is put me on the spot and try to see if I can figure out what's been going on in your life the last year or so. You know, that's what really blew me away. When I got my first reading, and, you know, obviously I was about 25, it's about 16 years ago, and I had been through the hardest period in my life. You know, if anybody thought that having a Jupiter return was fun, well, no, it's 23 and 24 and 25, we're talking crisis, right? And, you know, most astrologers would look at people when they turned 23 and 24 and they'd say, well, you're having a good life. But my chart was lit up with so much cardinal and fixed stress at that point in the 1973 and 74 and 75 that when I sat down with that astrologer, she was like freaking out. She was looking at me and say, she nailed the death in my family to my dad's sister Sarah, which had happened about a month before. She nailed the scandal and exactly what went on in my marriage and my wife's adventures and why that marriage broke up and the pain and the insecurity and the madness that accompanied that and the radical appearance change that I went through, nearly losing about 70 pounds or such because I was so distraught by it. And she actually pinpointed so many powerful, positive points of transition in my life. She also nailed the fact that I was sick with an ulcer, and that this is because I didn't like myself because I had made such a big mistake. I had blamed myself over the whole thing. See what I mean? And when I came out of that reading, I had known that I had had a spiritual awakening. And you might say, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I had gotten astrology readings before and had my chart done before, but I just didn't seem to be at a level of awareness to embrace it or grasp it or even handle it at all. See, like, I'm a guy that comes from Missouri totally with the show-me type attitude. Prove it, you know. And I was the original skeptic. I was always, I'm the classic individual you'll meet out in the world that'll say, oh, you don't believe in that stuff. You know, like, come on, you know. I was the scientist. And when I went in there and saw this person and had her tell me about my life, I want to tell you something. My mouth was like open and on the floor for about an hour and a half. So when I came out of there, I knew my life would never be the same because I felt like the old Farley had died and a new Farley had taken over. You know, a lot of things happened after that. I went to the Astrology Academy and I went to take up my meditation. You know, I decided someone that knew this much about me had power. And in my little egocentric way, I decided I wanted to have some of this power because I wanted to understand me also and also understand other people because I didn't want to make any more mistakes that would lead to the type of pain I was experiencing. Well, that, you know, that's my own story. I mean, everybody has a different story and everybody has a time where this window opens in their consciousness that allows them to understand this type of subject matter. You see, the spirit is so powerful. The spirit, which is the father of the soul, okay? The soul is that which animates us. The energy field, the aura, and the essence of our lifestyle is actually a functioning part of the electricity that is focused in this body from the soul, okay? And the spirit is connected to the soul. It is actually the higher part of that soul that is encompasses all things, okay? And the Spirit knows. The Spirit is all wise. The Spirit is incredible, and the Spirit is amazing. And the Spirit has knowledge kept in its data banks, eternal knowledge, that once you plug into, then confirmation is so unbelievably real that it's chilling. It's frightening in a way. It's also exciting and exhilarating because you realize that that life is not what it seems to be. It is only a shadow image, what we experience. It's like seeing a tiny little tip of the iceberg. And once you start forming a relationship with your Spirit, once you start bonding with that Spirit, and once you start accessing the knowledge and the data that is in the Spirit, then you literally change and become a heck of a lot better. And it's so much easier to love yourself, to like yourself, and to embrace yourself when you realize that, in effect, you're more than a superhero. You are this being that is just a minor little tiny tip of the iceberg of what truly exists way beyond that, in different realms of consciousness, in different dimensions of thought. You know, and that's what goes on when you have a spiritual awakening. Like I say, there are a few chosen individuals that are so evolved, they don't really have as much karma to deal with as many of us do. And from the time they are little babies, they're either born into a family, like some of you out there who are parents, who are raising your children in the Spirit. Well, they are lucky. They're having a spiritual awakening at a very early period, okay? So they're in that way are tremendously blessed. There are also those people out there that only go through spiritual awakening when they're traumatized. And I realize that a lot of you out there were subject to child abuse and molestation, whether it's emotional abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. It's a trauma where we go out and try to seek help if we're smart. You know, the alternative to seeking help and to answering the question of why, which is what I was discussing a little earlier, the alternative is running away. And that's why we have the symbolism of a lot of these children that will either disappear, even though the families will claim that their upbringing and their environment and the family situation was good. A lot of these family members are not aware of what was really going on with that child. Maybe a neighbor or an uncle or an aunt or a relative was severely abusing them, and the nightmare became too much and they ran away. You know, there's other ways of running. That's why alcohol and tobacco and also marijuana and cocaine and heroin and opium have such a tremendous hold on this planet. Because people, instead of acknowledging the Spirit and seeking answers as to why, are afraid to dig that deep because of certain fundamentalist walls that exist that prevent us from searching into these realms of open-minded philosophies and such. So, you know, the choice is obvious, and when you have the opportunity to awaken your Spirit and to become aware that it exists and finally form a communion with it, there's always a choice. You know, I call it a destiny fork. When you get to a fork in the road of your growth, where if you go down one path where you're running or you're escaping or you're trying to get away, well, obviously you're going to postpone this awakening. And the other path would simply be to ask why and search out the answers as to why it happened. You know, the answer to that question for me was simple. You know, I found out from my astrologer and my metaphysicians, my teachers and philosophers that trained me. The interesting thing about the spiritual awakening is that we are being given the opportunity to explain and understand how life works. You know, and the answer for that for me was the law of karma, cause and effect, what goes around comes around, the fact there are many different levels and dimensions to Farley Malaris, who is just a drop in the bucket of what my eternal self really is. That's right. You are a drop in the bucket as to what your eternal self, we're talking infinity here, kids. That's a long time. You know, so there's a tremendous amount of expression that goes along with your life experiences. And so, you know, the karma and the multidimensional levels of self, the multidimensional soul, we're talking about also the reincarnation cycle, transmigration of the souls, the theory that souls can become animals and vice versa, back to people again, and also the fact that we are spirit, that we are spirit beings, and that we do have this God essence, and that we do have this oneness connection. You know, like I was living my life, it's actually frightening to think that my life was a bucket of insecurity, escapism, covering things up, clouding things over, not facing up to to life experiences, our processing, our dealing with my relationships, our karma. It's frightening to think that I postponed all of that until I was finally 25. And a lot of people call this show 13, 14, 17, 18, 19. Of course, we're getting late in the century here, so a lot of people are reaching this level of spiritual awakening a lot quicker. But one wonders what would have happened to me had I known about all this stuff pre-college, 18 years old, and what I might have focused or studied on in college had I known this all. But instead, I was so stubborn and dogmatic and arrogant and skeptical, I put it all on hold. But also, I had not reached a level of qualification. See, getting through my marriage and experiencing that much pain, is what I call paying the bill of a debt that I owed my ex-wife. In other words, I went through that, and I no longer blame her or myself for what happened, because that was an experience. That trauma is something that I never would ever want to not miss, because I couldn't have gotten to a level of spiritual qualification, which is what spiritual awakening is all about, unless I would have gone through that experience. And that's why I tell you there's nothing bad in astrology or karma or life when it's tough, because sometimes you got to go through that basic training and that pain syndrome in order to rise above it all and understand it. In other words, how are you going to understand horror and pain unless you experience it? And then you can explain it and understand it from a first-hand view. See my point? So that's why so many of us go through the trauma and experience it. The lost love, the one-sided love affair, the love obsession, the love rejection, the dejection, death of someone you love more than anyone else, death of a family member, death of a mate or a partner. You go through this type of stuff, and then when you go through that type of stuff, something happens in your brain, in your mind, in your multidimensional self, where you are at a level of choice, of spiritual qualification, where if you choose to embrace the spirit, it will be delivered. And the interesting part of this topic is that there are so many different types of spiritual rebirth, that once you experience the initial rebirth, and the initial rebirth is so intense, it's so powerful, because you are given so much power, power of healing yourself, power of healing others, power of centering and grounding yourself, of processing your emotions, of dealing with your anxiety from the past, of learning how to let go, and learning how to overcome, and learning how to rise up, of finally learning how to look at an astrology chart and understand it. Now, so many people are trapped in sun sign consciousness because they haven't qualified spiritually to have the awakening to allow them to understand astrological philosophies. Did you know that? That's true. I'm telling you. Sun sign astrology is just nursery school. It's not even kindergarten yet. It's nursery school. When you have a spiritual qualification, that's why when you get your chart, some of these people listen to the show for so long, when they finally decide to get their chart, it blows their mind each time that they knew that that was the time they were supposed to send. So they do it. And it's a magnificent feeling. When you have the spiritual awakening and when you plug into the multidimensional self and you form a communion between the body and the spirit, you don't feel alone anymore. You don't feel afraid as much, and you don't feel as vulnerable as you could, because you know there's a lot more to you than what you thought. The mortality drops away, the feelings of limitation and finiteness and endings drop away, and you have more of an eternal essence about you. It's such a magnificent, blissful experience that for those people out there that have spiritual qualification that allows spiritual awakening, congratulations, because that means you did something in your life that was right, even though it means getting through a traumatic experience, experiencing that pain, and not running away from it. I'm aware that some people are going to run in a way partially, but it is the seekers that overcome that escapism eventually. And I'm aware that sometimes it takes many years to overcome some of the escapist tendencies, and that we still have dribs and drabs hanging on even years later. We even have setbacks, but sometimes we have to go through that pain in order to reach another level of awakening. Pretty heavy topic. I love this topic. Was going to do it on spiritual rebirth, but I decided to do it on the actual occurrence of awakening, because I hadn't remembered when I really focused that much on awakening.